Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX, this is Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Greg Isaac, Eric Reiner, Trisha on assignment. Guys and girls, how are you? Oh, the girl isn't here.
Good.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
You're quite correct.
Trisha's here. She's in the lobby.
Yeah, right now. Oh, yeah, she's coming. I said assignment, so she'll be back by 11:25 because we have a very special guest. We have many guests.
It is a big show. It is Breakthrough Entertainment's The Song Show. We don't do this very often, but we're celebrating one movie with all the soundtracks, from the film.
All the songs from the soundtrack.
Yes.
See, I know how to correct
you. I'm too excited. This is what happens.
I haven't seen you this excited since Bobby offered to massage you.
Oh, okay, careful with that. But yeah, this is of course.
Well, Dave, guess what? We're sitting you next to Bobby at the Bill Maher show.
Oh wow! Trisha's sitting next to her. Oh.
Well, this song is Turn, Turn, Turn by The Byrds. I don't want to reveal too much, but it plays a big part in the movie.
It does, indeed. The song
opened yesterday, and again, all the music today is from the song. And of course, we also have on the star of that film, the musician, actor, his name is Alan Powell. He's from Anthem Lights. I don't know if you've ever heard of that musical group.
Oh my God, that's up where you live.
No, not that Anthem. Anthem Lights, the musical group. We have a lot of musical groups in Anthem and New River and all that.
It's a Christian band.
Anthem. Yeah, it's a Christian band. Yeah. And you know,
is that like One Direction?
No.
I think they go many directions.
Careful.
Oh, yeah, you can say that.
Swing both ways.
Oh, now we're talking.
No. It's a Christian band, and of course they have other, you know, music, and the song is a Christian-themed film. You know, so we'll review that shortly. And like I said, we have on Alan Powell, really big news, and he's been doing a lot of press, and I know that people are very excited to hear him.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I guess we're going to be reviewing this before the interview.
Yeah, we'll review it in a few minutes. And but you know, also we have on an actor from Believe Me. You might also know him from Glee, Max Adler.
I don't believe you.
Why are you looking at me? Oh. I don't know who the guy is.
Yeah, who is he?
No, he's a big actor from Glee. He played the bully in the first few seasons, and then he kind of learned the error of his ways. Some significant things happened in his life. And so we have on Max Adler. Like I said, he's from Believe Me. It's a new movie again, opening yesterday. We'll have on my review of that. I told you to see that, Dave.
I saw The Equalizer.
All right. Well, we also have on reviews of, you know, this is the biggest weekend
in movies.
We have
Denzel Washington on, you're saying?
No, we don't have on Denzel Washington. We have on someone better, though. Who do we have on?
Bill Maher from Real Time HBO. He's coming out here October 4th, and we will be giving
more tickets
today. One pair every hour.
Yes, we thought we were out of tickets, but guess what? They called and said, you can have more.
Yeah, wow. I think they, we'll have that interview coming up at 11:25. Don't miss that. But more importantly, not more importantly, but as important, don't miss the chance to win a pair of tickets. We're going to give three pair away, one an hour.
Do we know when?
No, we're going to surprise people. We're going to say, all right, in about 1 minute, this is an example. We'll be giving away a pair of tickets to see Bill Maher October 4th, Comerica Theater. I said it right this time.
Yeah.
Remember last time I said Comerica?
Yeah, something? You said it to Bill Maher. He corrected you,
yeah,
too.
He said, what is wrong with you?
Prior to...
Yeah, when we talked to him earlier.
Yeah, off there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do that with a lot of guests, you know, but I usually just email them.
Yes,
exactly. I usually just email them. I don't bother calling them. But you guys are like buddy-buddy, so that's awesome.
Yeah, we're buddy-buddy. And
you'll have to get the, you know, I want to be buddy-buddy with Alan Powell, so you'll have to tell me how to do all that
pre-stuff. I will, indeed. So stay tuned for that if you want to win a pair of Bill Maher tickets, Co-America, I should say, October 4th, 8 p.m. Oh, he is funny.
Yeah?
Bill
Maher
is funny. Whether you're, you know, on the right or the left, he's funny. Either way.
Yeah, you know, and maybe if you don't want to laugh, if you want to maybe be scared, we've got some tickets for Annabelle, but that's not, you can't do anything like by calling the studio for that. That's strictly through Breakthrough Entertainment, Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. You're going to have to go to our Facebook page, go to breakradioshow.com. Of course, you know, we're going to kick off our month-long Halloween hullabaloo next week.
Oh.
That's four shows, all Halloween-related, in a row. We're ready to get scared, and Annabelle Bell is going to help us off today. You know, by you know, we don't have a review or anything like that. You're gonna get to see it before anyone else. VIP seats. But again, go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F. That'll take you to our Facebook page for details on not only that, but also Gone Girl. New movie starring Ben Affleck.
Saw the trailer in that.
And The Judge, a new movie starring.
Oh, that looks good. Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall and Robert De Niro.
That looks fantastic, though. Yeah. Really, that trailer looked good, didn't it?
Yeah. And so we've got tickets for all of those. But in order to win that, you're going to have to subscribe to our both our Facebook page and our audio alerts, archived audio alerts. And in order to basically have almost a guaranteed chance of winning, not a 100% chance guaranteed, but exponentially increased chance of winning, you're going to want to listen for today's Word of the Week. You'll hear that a few times during today's show, so stay tuned.
Is it action like last time?
No, last time it was action. It is not action. We cannot do the same Word of the Week. We've only done this like two times before.
Oh, so. I didn't know that. Is it going to be Dave?
Remember, two weeks ago it was caramel. Last week it was action. And you'll find out a little bit later today.
Caramel.
I'm sorry. It's
Parmesan.
Not,
Parmesan.
No.
Parmesan.
Just randomly just selecting words.
Is that a nationality? Parmesan?
Yeah, I think it could be.
Oh, it is.
It is?
From Parmesia.
Correct.
Do you remember that movie?
Like
the Prince of Parmesia.
What's that game? The board game? Parcheesi. Yeah, that one.
That's a little different.
A little too cheesy for me.
Oh.
But it's Parcheesi.
But, you know, there's...
Parcheesian.
Oh, yeah.
In addition to this, today's show being one of our biggest shows of the year, it's also one of the biggest weekends for movies. Basically, out of the sheer number of releases, I mean, we have 10 movies to review on today's show.
Are you kidding me?
10 movies, and we're not even covering all of them. There's a few that the studios didn't screen, for Breakthrough Entertainment didn't do it conveniently for us, but we have 10 movies to talk about today.
How are we going to fit Bill Maher and all your other guests?
Alan Powell,
and
Max Adler, 10 movie movies.
That's what I want to know.
Oh, I don't know.
I guess it's a good thing there's 3 hours of Breakthrough Entertainment.
Every Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon.
That's right, and should we break into the time of Real Hockey Talk, or... And if you need more?
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Bleed over?
We can bleed over next week and weeks after that Halloween.
Are you doing the Liam Neeson movie today?
No, we're not going to be discussing
it. I read the breakdown, but I read it very quickly.
Oh,
yeah,
that
opened last week, unfortunately. They didn't screen that conveniently for Breakthrough Entertainment, so we're going
to
skip that one.
Oh, because one of our other show hosts wanted to know. He listens. He wanted to know what's going on in there.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll find out in 3 months when it comes out on DVD.
Sorry, Mel.
Who's Mel Gibson? He's one of the hosts.
No, Mel Young. He's one of the hosts of the Advocacy Hour Fridays at 3.
Oh, and he listens to the entertainment show.
He does.
Hey, Mel, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Hey, we should have Mel call in if he's listening.
Well, he said he was going to be doing yard work, so I don't know if he's able to pick up the phone.
Well, you can listen to the show.
Take a break.
Yard work, and they Bluetooth.
Or you can whistle while you work.
Yes, Joseph, that's what he was going to do. I don't know if it was Bluetooth, but that's what he was going to do. He's going to cut his lawn and take care of the yard and listen to Breakthrough Entertainment, because who doesn't?
Yes. That's what I'm thinking.
I know. I've got a lot of people who listen, and they're all excited about today's show. So let's go ahead and get started and talk a little bit about the song.
The song.
In this movie, Alan Powell plays an aspiring singer-songwriter whose life and marriage suffer when the song he writes for his wife, played by Ali Faulkner, propels him to stardom. So, his father was a star, a singer in the country scene, and then some things. What basically happened to his father? He cheated on his wife?
He did. It was interesting. He it was a neighbor, and he knew it was wrong. They sort of, I guess it's not a really spoiler alert.
No, it's what happens in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, right in the beginning, and he sort of like self-talk going on, knows it was wrong not to do it. But he did it, and I guess they were sort of happily married. They didn't quite show that.
Yeah, I think they were.
They had the son, who's Jed?
Yeah, Jed King.
Jed King, and played by
Alan Powell, one of our guests today.
I thought he did a great job. I think this is his first acting, actually.
I believe so, yeah. Like I said, he's from Anthem Lights, and he's a big musician, especially in the Christian music scene. But, this is, I believe, his first performance
debut
in a film.
Yeah, and that's quite a debut. I thought he perform magnificently, actually.
I love the Anthem outlets. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we might actually talk a little more about that in the closer to Christmas, you know. Actually, probably in 2 weeks with the tree lighting.
Didn't you guys do something out there?
We did a live broadcast out there.
Dave's supposed to be working on that, but I think I'm going to take over for him.
Oh, I am?
Kind of dragging his feet.
I guess
there.
You will be taking over. I didn't know that. Yeah. Greg, was guy. I supposed to do that?
Well, I think we won't broadcast out there, but we'll probably go out there. And
we got to get permission and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And shop. Oh, well,
shop till you drop. You've heard that before, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm just as old as you are, Dave.
Oh, no, you're not.
Eric,
no,
I can go for a new Prada Perth at the Prada outlet.
Oh, Prada.
See, now Prada. Our segues are working in the opposite direction because I meant them mention Anthem Lights, and then it goes off to Anthem Outlets.
Oh, yeah,
and
then we forgot what
Christmas
we were doing.
And, yeah, no, we're talking about the song.
Oh, that's right.
And, you know, just to let our listeners know, the movie, basically Alan Powell's character does not want to follow in his father's footsteps. He's very committed to, you know, when he finds the woman of his dreams, and he does, Allie Faulkner writes this song for her. He's just a small-town guy, and then this song explodes. He becomes this big musician, does not want to follow in his father's footsteps, and then
and we're not going to say what happens.
I just want to say there's temptation. The world is filled with temptation.
Yes, it is.
There is a lot of temptation out there, and so you've got to be strong. And so Alan Powell's character finds himself in a very tricky situation.
In a crossroads, in a choice
crossroads.
To make.
Yes.
Like most people. Right?
In a world of temptation.
And when you go ahead and take that temptation, that could really ruin things, especially with the woman of your dreams. Again, that's played by Allie Faulkner. And I want to say, Allie Faulkner, isn't she beautiful?
Beautiful. Great actress, too. I've never seen her before, but I like... You know who else I thought was fantastic was... I think it's Caitlin Nicol Thomas, how do you say her name? She was played Shelby Bale. Phenomenal.
She's
good.
A temptation. She's one of the she's his right-hand woman.
Not in the music group Temptation.
Right. No.
But she is a temptation.
Yeah.
Like many women are, right, Eric?
Oh,
Yeah, see? He said, oh, yeah. He knows.
But, I mean, between the two, I would definitely choose Allie Faulkner, I've got to say. And
I'm not sure. I was, well...
I'd say both look-wise and, I mean, they're both beautiful women, but Allie Faulkner, she's my kind of woman, and, you know, also just her character is just a, you know, beautiful soul.
They were complete opposites, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. And, you know, so before we let our listeners know exactly what we think of the song, let's bring on a special guest.
A special guest. I think it's Bobby. How are you?
I wanted to only say to the young man.
The young man.
Me?
Full of luscious temptation, one must be very, very wary of where one puts his mental and physical capabilities.
Puts his mental and physical capabilities?
That's what they're calling it now, mental.
Going to another dimension. Bye.
Oh, wait, you're leaving us?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Rod
thank
Sterling was on the line. I thought he died.
Oh, yeah. This isn't any ordinary story. Yeah. Is that the Frozen Duck?
I don't know.
Invitation?
I don't know. But, okay, so thank you. Thank you, Bobby. Yeah, the world is full of temptation, and that's exactly what happens in this movie. Dave, I want to hear what you thought of the song before I tell our listeners what I thought of it.
Okay, I actually liked it. I don't think you did. I'm just guessing here. But I gave it a thumbs up. Was it a big thumbs up? There was some good stuff to this. I wouldn't say it's a breakthrough, no. But it was a solid thumbs up. It was fairly simple, somewhat predictable, I thought. But I thought it reinforced certain meanings. It was, you could say, sort of a religious-based movie in a way.
Well, it's inspired by the Song of Solomon.
Yeah. But I like that. Everything is meaningless, chasing the winds. I mean, that's chasing the theme. The and I sort of agree with that in a way that most things are meaningless until people put meaning in their life. And I do agree. And I like that part of it. I thought it was a story, many sub-stories here. Passion of one's life versus family life. That's always a balancing act, you know. And the guy definitely, Alan Powell, had... tremendous passion for music, partly because of his dad, maybe, but partly because he was very good at it. Mm-hmm. He was actually great. He is a great singer, great musician. There's other gems in there. Whoever has money never has enough. I mean, they were taking shots at sort of the world from, I think, not spiritual, but a religious perspective more than spiritual. You know, they had sex, drugs, and rock and roll everywhere in this movie.
That's basically the music industry.
Yeah. Yeah, and so you could see
that's
why.
That's my life. What are you talking about?
Yeah, now we're talking, Kathleen. Right? And you can see why temptation, you know, is cloud. You know, your mind is clouded sometimes, but that strength of character will carry the day. I thought there were some great scenes in here. I won't say what they were, but some really dramatic scenes that showed how good these actors are. Mm-hmm. I said actors because I think actresses are called actors too.
Now. These days, yes.
Yeah. So, and I just thought some of the other things, some other gems of wisdom in here, because he did want wisdom, and I thought that was sort of cool.
She asks him, Ally Falconer's character asks him, if you could ask God for one thing and you knew that he would ask you answer and give you that, what would you
and
ask?
It was wisdom.
Wisdom.
And I thought he was going to say, listen to Breakthrough Entertainment. Okay, but he didn't say that. But he's another gem was a man sets his own goals, God directs his steps. I thought that was sort of cool, too. I like these little sayings because if you live by them, they really go a long way. But, you know, in the during the movie, no matter how amazing Ally was, who was who played Rose Jordan King, by the way, her part she played.
She blooms.
She does bloom, but, you know, and she's a good girl, you know, one of those good girls, old-fashioned, God-based type of girl. Mm-hmm. But what is intriguing...
With an aspirin between her knees.
About three aspirins. But because you give the two to the guy who has such a headache by that time. But the thing is, you still have the husband issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the same issues whether you're God-based or not. And I was a little surprised about that. I was a little surprised that it was a little inconsistent. Not the storyline, but according to her faith, it seemed inconsistent early on to, I don't think, treated the guy that well.
You don't think?
Early on.
You don't think that Ally Falconer did?
Not early on. I think she, you know.
So she had some responsibility in some of the situations that occur in the film.
That's a better way to put it. And so, but there was, you know, and that sort of drove a little wedge. I'm not going to say much more than that. But that was, I believe, a problem. But I thought it was a great movie. It was relatable. Husband-wife issues, relationship issues, temptation issues. And another gem, believe in something greater than yourself. I mean, it's about forgiveness. It's about, you know, common issues in marriage these days. And I think that
not
can
just
be a lesson.
But, you know,
I think that's part of the lesson here. Yeah. So I give it a thumbs up.
Okay.
I like that it's worth seeing. It might help people think more about their lives and maybe their relationships. And for that, I give it a nice thumbs up.
I see where you're coming from with some of that. And, you know, of course.
However,
I do want to say.
But.
I want to agree with you on a couple things. That, yes, there are very, very powerful performances in
very
this movie.
Nice.
It is very relatable and it does some, you know, has some great, great themes, you know, several spiritual themes that elevate the significance of this movie. You know, but I'm not going to agree with you on the thumbs up, Dave, because I'm giving this a breakthrough. This is one of the best movies of the year.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yes.
This is the one you've been talking about.
I've been talking about this since the beginning of the summer or the middle of the summer. I've been telling Greg that, you know, look at the fall's releases. I definitely have one breakthrough.
Wow.
And this is one of them.
What's it called again?
The song.
So I was totally wrong when you asked me.
You were wrong. Yes, we have 10 movies, and I'm not going to tell you. We might have another breakthrough. We've got another breakthrough coming up, but I'm not going to tell you if it's today or in the next couple weeks.
Oh, that's impressive. But at least we're sort of on the same page.
This one will definitely be on my best list.
I like how you brought everybody down and made everybody feel like this movie sucks, and then you brought it right back to the top.
I play poker pretty well.
You do?
Yeah. And I'm a good spooner, too, right? We found that out.
Bobby said you were.
I don't know anything about that.
Nobody gives me a chance to spoon anymore. But you know what?
Wow.
I wish that Ally Falconer's character would because, gosh, I just fell in love with her. You know, she's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of girl that you dream of. What's that?
I said, yes, she is quite cute.
Yeah, she's quite cute.
I agree.
And she's so nice. I agree that she does have some, her character does bear some responsibility in what happens. And, you know, but we're all human. I think it's important to realize
that. And that's what the movie's about as well.
And it's about forgiveness. It's about, you know, what is love? I think love is the heart and soul of this movie. Love
totally
teaches
agree.
Us to forgive. Love teaches us yeah. that we are all human.
Yeah.
And, you know, wow, this is just a remarkable romantic drama. I knew that you were going to like this movie.
Oh, yeah.
I was hoping that you'd love it as much as I did.
Well, I don't think a breakthrough, but because I reserve that for very special movies
well,
like
I
The
do
Godfather.
Too.
Oh, okay, wow. But that's different.
That was a breakthrough, yes.
Yeah.
But, Dave.
But it was darn good, though.
The whirlwind of emotions, though. I mean, did you – I cried at the end of this movie. That does not happen all the time.
That was a great ending, I must say.
And we don't want to reveal too much about it, but you're going to hear some hints during today's show.
Yeah.
If you have seen the movie or if you do see the movie, you will understand some of these hints that we're going to be giving away. But, you know, I was so just taken off guard by the end of this movie.
I was surprised, too.
The scene,
it is a beautiful,
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, there's many great scenes.
Yeah, there's many
the
great
chapel,
scenes.
Such power. I mean, such emotion. And they played it really well, and such anger, and such so many great scenes.
I don't think I'm gonna. I'm guaranteeing that a lot of our listeners, most of our listeners, if they go see the song, and
they'll
highly
like
recommend they do, they're gonna not only like it, but most of them are gonna walk out. They're not gonna be able to walk out with dry eyes.
Yeah.
I know they're gonna be crying. You know. Out of joy, as I was, and I think that everyone is going to be genuinely moved to profound internal reflection from this movie. Again, as you said, it is a very relatable movie. It's identifiable. You recognize these characters. They have traits that we all have because
That's
they are
right.
human, which
yeah.
is a testament to how great this movie, you know, how the characters were written. They feel
yeah.
real. And, you know, it just, you empathize with them.
Is it the writing that makes them real, or is it the acting?
I think it's a combination of both.
Or is it the direction?
It's a combination of all three.
I think all of it.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying a breakthrough, because it just, all the way around, I love this soundtrack. A couple of these songs that you're going to hear on today's
show. Some really good songs.
They're
like.
Going to be on
the
my...
The one with the violin, what's her name, Shelby?
Shelby,
Caitlin
Confetti.
Does she really play the violin, or I guess we could ask
I believe
Alan.
So. We'll have to ask Alan Powell.
She's a talented lady. She's
yes.
probably in a band herself. I don't know. I guess I
probably.
Didn't check. We'll have to ask.
Yeah, so it's just a beautiful movie, and, you know, so again, we're going to have Alan Powell join us, you know, after the break, but before then, you know, earlier we played the birds singing us Turn, 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 but here's another song from the soundtrack. This is by Roger McGuinn.
No way, not Roger.
Yes, he's from...
I don't
know
sounds like Tom Petty.
He's the lead singer for the Byrds.
I've seen him in concert.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
He's a little bit older now.
Yes.
And, of course, Emmylou Harris and Ricky Skaggs join him, but this is Turn, 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 his new version of Turn, 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 exclusively for the song.
Oh, is that right?
Exclusively, yeah. It's
well,
not,
I remember
you know,
the Byrds.
It takes a pretty big movie, a pretty important movie for... a musician.
To bring out an aging rock star?
To bring out an aging rock star to redo his song. That's, you know, wow.
That is amazing. And you remember the Byrds, right, Aaron?
Yeah, I saw Roger McGuinn open up for Crowded House.
And I remember the Bees. So that's
the
all
Pantages
I can say.
Pantages Theater.
The Bees? Byrds and the Bees?
Well.
Yes.
Okay.
I want someone like Allie Faulkner to describe the Byrds and the Bees to me.
But you would settle for Shelby Bale.
I would settle for that, or Elsa Snow
Nicole
Queen.
Thomas.
You just want her to describe the Byrds and the Bees to you?
I need hands-on experience.
Yes, hands-on
practice,
is always really
demonstration.
Good.
Demonstration.
Yeah.
This is a Christian film.
I was
going to
say something,
everyone.
But I shouldn't.
Yeah,
no, let's talk about it during the break.
Like if...
Okay.
I won't say it either. I got tongue-tied. All right. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. Stay tuned. And remember, Bill Maher tickets coming up this hour, and as well as 11 to 10 and 11 o'clock hour. We'll be right back with Alan Powell.
Are you a restaurant owner who panics if your AC goes down in the dog days of summer? Extreme Cooling finds that equipment usually breaks down unnecessarily, costing restaurant owners time and money. For this reason, Extreme Cooling promotes and specializes in proactive service plans designed specifically to keep all of your refrigeration equipment operating properly, as designed, all year long. Extreme Cooling is here to help you with all of your refrigeration needs, knowing that saving money is your top concern. Our number is 623-810-8513. When you want to start saving money, call Extreme Cooling. Do you suffer from not having enough fun? We could take care of that. Pinot's Palette is the upscale paint and bring-your-own-beverage studio located off of Tatum and Shea. We're a group painting class where you can bring your own alcohol or non-alcoholic beverage, and our trained artists will lead you through step by step in recreating the featured painting of the night. No art experience necessary. Drink in one hand and paintbrush in another. We are a great night out for any occasion. Pino's Palette. Paint, drink, and have fun.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
More than 60,000 people are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease each year, thousands of them here in the Valley. Thankfully, one of the nation's top treatment facilities is located in the heart of Phoenix, the Muhammad Ali Parkinson Center. Parkinson Network of Arizona raises funds to help patients and families receive the crucial educational and activity-based classes offered through the center. 1480 and Parkinson Network of Arizona invite you to become involved and make a difference in the lives of those with Parkinson's. Go online to ParkinsonNetworkAZ.org to find out about upcoming events, including the largest Parkinson's walk in the state, Walk the Fight, and learn how your donation stays local to provide life-changing opportunities. Once again, that's ParkinsonNetworkAZ.org.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
I've been waiting on you to come along, seeing notes on a page, but not the song. Had a hole in my heart, the pain so strong. There's a plan for us, a hymn divine.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Greg Isaac, Eric Reinert, and Tricia. We'll be back later for the Bill Maher interview. But joining us right now, the star from the song Alan Powell. Alan, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
You are more than welcome. I got to tell you, I saw this movie last night. You are fantastic.
Very kind of you.
And Joseph cried.
I did. You know, I just told our listeners, and by the way, this is Alan singing the song from the song. It's called Awaken Love. And we'll play a little more of it from it later. But yes, I cried. I gave the song a breakthrough, which basically means it is one of my favorite movies of 2014.
Wow, that's incredible. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, absolutely. You're completely deserving of it. And, you know, we both agree that your performance.
Fantastic.
You know, all of you in this movie, both you and Allie and Caitlin, you know, wonderful performances, so beautiful. And, you know, this is your debut feature, isn't it, as an actor?
That's true, yeah. I never worked before this.
And is that something that you wanted to do? Because our listeners, they might know you from Anthem Lights. You're a musician from Anthem Lights. But is this something that you wanted to transition into?
I've always loved film. Matter of fact, it's the medium that moves me the most, personally. And so the opportunity to be a part of a story like this is something I've always wanted to do and look forward to continue to do it.
Wow. And what was it about this movie that you said that, you know, this is the one that I want to make sure that I break out, and you definitely broke out, by the way.
Well, I felt like I understood Jed, right? I mean, he's a musician. I'm a musician myself. I don't know what it's like to be gone more often than you want to, and quite honestly, even sometimes more often than you should, and the strain that can put on your marriage and how it doesn't allow you to be with your kids as much as you should. So I understood all of that.
Absolutely.
And Alan, let me ask you, is there any similarities or differences between yourself and Jed King, other than what you just said?
Well, other than what I just said, those are pretty strong. You know, he has a passion for music, and I mean, his dad he's kind of living in his dad's shadow a little bit. My dad is a pastor even to this day, so I understand what it's like to, you know, kind of be grown up in that way. People are watching you to see what you do in comparison to your dad or his work or whatnot. So I understand that as well.
Yeah, because some of the theme was, you know, everything is meaningless in life, and there were some really nice philosophies, some religious overtones, of course, from, I think it was King David. How do you see that? You know, everything's meaningless. I always thought that everything's meaningless except what you give meaning in a really good ethical way.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking out of Ecclesiastes and even Proverbs, for that matter. If you get the wisest man in the world, as God grants him wisdom, and really what it does seemingly is allow some perspective on anything of this world. You know, we kind of, I feel like we forget, it seems to me that when he's saying everything is meaningless under the sun, essentially what he's saying is everything is meaningless here. You know, it's all fleeting, it's all futile, it's certainly all temporary, and we need to remember that there are things that are eternal, and those are some things that we need to make sure that we keep perspective on as we go through this life.
Absolutely, Alan, and you know, especially the song from the film Chasing After Wind. After I heard that, that song alone touched me so much that, you know, I've been thinking ever since I saw the film that, you know, a lot of the things that I'm worried about, that I'm stressed about, I mean, you know, if I can get a guest for the show, if you know, if I'm going to be a part of this society or whatever, if I'm going to be able to make some event, it all doesn't matter at the end of the day. So I shouldn't be all stressed out about it, and just, you know, I think that kind of stuff just brings us a lot more peace in addition to, you know, everything else that it does.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah,
and you know, and I think that, you know, people should look, when they see this film and relate it to their own lives, you know, just the words everything is meaningless, like you said, Alan, just at this level, at the earth level, but also it doesn't mean to give up your passion. I mean, you still do what you can to serve others and be your best at all times. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that we have, our passions are there for a reason. And I really feel that they're given to us. I mean, that's why it's so interesting to me that we're each involved, that we're each passionate about, you know, such different things. Certainly some of us share similarities, but you've got people who are crazy good at things that I just do not understand, you know, at all. And I think that those are God-given gifts, really. Not just talents, but the ability to be excited about something is just a beautiful thing.
You know, and Alan, another impressive thing about this movie, everything was just fantastic about this movie, but the chemistry you had between the two lead actresses, Allie and Caitlin, let me ask you about that. Was there pretty much great chemistry? Well, first of all, did you know them before the film? And if not, how did this chemistry develop?
I did not know them. I think it's just good casting. I credit the filmmakers, and they saw a lot of, you know, actors for all of these roles, and found the ones that they thought could bring the story to life in the most realistic way. And chemistry is certainly a big part of those decisions. So I think they just had a good eye for it.
Yeah, and we said, you know, in our last segment that both actresses, you know, gave terrific performances. They're also so beautiful, and I mean, I love the tagline for the song. You know, even the wisest of men is a fool for love, and I identify with that so much. I mean, it's just like I fell in love with Allie Faulkner's character. I mean, I it's so easy for me to fall in love, and you know, I know that that's not love, but you know, are you a fool for love? Would you say that?
Well, you know, I'm walking on the streets of New York City right now with my wife, and you know, we've been together for 12 years and married for 9, and I still think she's the coolest thing in the world. So, yeah, I guess I certainly fit in that category as well.
Yeah. You know, what I like, what you just said, is that...
New York.
Yeah, well, not New York, but but what you seem like that you're such a... You're probably a great role model for kids, for adults? I mean, just the fact that you said that your wife is still the coolest thing after 12 years is a complete testimony to how you performed this in this movie, but also a real life example of greatness. I mean, not, I shouldn't say greatness, but someone to look up to, and you sort of lead the way for others to follow.
Well, it's very kind. I mean, you know, as I mentioned, I've been a pastor's kid my whole life, so I do know what it's like for people to be watching you, whether negative or positive. And you know, what you do with those eyes is totally up to you. So, and again, I'm not, you know, I don't agree with you in that I'm a great role model or anything like that, or people are watching me. But you know, this is part of the job. Whether it's being a musician, which I've been able to be for a few years, or now, you know, being an actor, I think that part of that is that people, for whatever reason, which is kind of interesting or odd to me, but people look at those positions as something to be looked up to. So you can't pretend like that doesn't exist, for sure. So I think you then, in a sense, have a responsibility to those people.
And then you go on to make you know, quality films such as The Song, which I believe, you know, I believe that we all can agree that The Song is a movie that it is a role model, you know, something that people of all ages can look to. It is being called the sexiest Christian film of all time, or of the year, or whatever it is. And you know, it is that, but it's safe. It is, you know, it's dramatic, you know, but it's okay for everyone to watch. And I think that anyone of any age can get something out of this film. Wouldn't you agree?
I would. You know, and I had this conversation with the director the first time we were going to work on this film. I said, you know, who's this for? We hadn't shot anything yet. What age range? And he said, you know, I feel like if your pastor was doing a series on Song of Solomon, that we're really going to dive in and talk about what he's talking about, you'd probably say, you know what, you want to leave your kids in the children's church today, because we're going to talk about the things that Solomon talked about. And essentially, in Song of Solomon, that's sex and love and a beautiful relationship between a man and a woman. And Ecclesiastes are deep, meaningful things. And so you put those two things together, and I agree that anybody who is of age that can understand or begin to wrestle with those ideas, I think there's something for them here.
Absolutely. And I also think that it's important to note that The Song is not just a movie for you know, Christians and religious audiences. It's got a beautiful love story in it.
Yeah.
And I believe that anyone will absolutely love this movie and take a lot out of it. I think perhaps that, you know, non-Christian viewers, you know, or people who don't recognize themselves as religious will get even more out of this movie just because of that.
I agree, too. I mean, you said it. I think it's just a beautiful love story. Anybody who enjoys a love story, or maybe is married to or is dating someone who enjoys a love story, I think there's something for you here.
Yeah,
it's a great movie to see, no doubt about it, young or old. And wise or not, you'll become much wiser after seeing this movie. There's no doubt. Hey, Alan, what's the future look like for you? I mean, this is such a breakthrough. I mean, your first performance this good. What have you heard from other people? I know it just came out, or if not, what does it look like?
You know, we'll just have to see. First time I read the script and heard about this project, I was excited to help tell this story, and I look forward to other projects that I can be equally as excited about. So
great.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Great. Well, two final questions for you. Number one, you know, I don't know if Anthem Lights came here to promote the song, or if you came here. Is Anthem Lights going to be coming to Phoenix anytime soon?
Good question. And to be honest with you, I'm so wrapped up in the song right now, I don't even know what my schedule looks like after this. We love Phoenix. We've been there. We'd love to come back. It's a beautiful city. And we are certainly going to carry on and continue to make a bunch of music. So
terrific.
Look forward to being out there again.
Terrific. And finally, as they said at the beginning of this interview, I cried. I cried, you know, at the end of this movie. I don't want to reveal the scene, but I think that you know what I'm talking about. When you watch it, do you cry?
You know, it's a little difficult for me to watch, personally. It's difficult to get past the fact that it's you up there to really step outside and just see the story. I've been very impacted. I would say that I've been more impacted by other people's response to it than my personal response to the film, because, again, I just can't, you know, it's me. So, but that's really moved me and encouraged me a lot, is how other people have responded. For instance, yourself, that means a lot to me.
Well, fantastic performance, fantastic movie, no question about it. Wow. And Alan, we you know, we wrote some reviews. We'd love to get it to you. If it's okay, we'll get you back to our producer if we can get your email, if you feel comfortable. We'd love to send you these reviews. And again, thank you so much, Alan Powell from The Song, a fantastic movie. Just came out yesterday.
One of the best of the year. Everyone go see it. It's a AMC Deer Valley, AMC Arrowhead.
Harkins. It's pretty good distribution.
Yeah.
Alan, again, here's our producer Eric, and thank you so much again for calling in.
Thank you very much. Pleasure was mine.
Absolutely. What a nice person.
Oh,
this guy's almost like the like Allie.
Oh,
The counterpart, the man guy for, that type of human being of greatness, great kindness. I don't mean greatness, in an egotistical sense, but I mean someone that the world needs heroes now. The world needs some light, and this guy's the light.
And it hit me when you were saying he's a role model, and he kind of like rejected that idea. Like, no, I'm not a role model.
He really is.
You know, that's humility. I think that we all can use a little humility, and that will take us very far.
Very.
But the movie itself, it is just something that, that's one thing I really love about movies. And when I decide, this is something that's a breakthrough, it's when I feel that it is something that has impacted my life, has maybe changed me a little bit, maybe a lot. This is a movie that's definitely changed me.
Or resonated with what you know is the truth,
yes,
but maybe haven't been able to see it as much.
Yes, yes.
I totally agree. But the performance, this guy's a natural talent.
I know. We need to get Allie Faulkner on this show or in studio on a date with me or something. Anything. I'll settle for anything. But,
anyway, nice job.
Everyone
yes.
go see the song. I forgot to tell him that, my ringtone on my phone is actually the song from The Song.
Oh, wow. On the break, can I hear it?
Yeah, let's go ahead and hear number four.
We're going to hear your ringtone?
This is the other part of the
number
song.
Number four, you got number three showing.
I know.
Oh, my gosh, what is going
number
on?
Four.
Did we already play number three?
Yes, we already played number three. So number four, this is from The Song.
The
it
violin
is the
one?
Song. No, this is the main song from The Song. It's
the
half of the one we were just playing. It's called Awaken Love. You know, when he does that, This is Alan Powell singing the song from The Song.
I wonder if is the music is this group in the movie?
It sounds like Mumford
and Sons.
Yeah.
Isn't it a good catchy song? I think it's definitely
like it.
One of the best.
I like the violin one.
I'm going to nominate this for the Phoenix Film Critics Society, the premier film critics society in Phoenix. Phoenix Film Critics Society. I am going to nominate this song as one of the best original songs.
Wow.
The lyrics in this song. Love as it was meant to be, love heals.
Well, we can't hear him because you're talking.
Sorry, let's listen to him. Alan Powell, the song.
Alan Powell, the song.
Oh.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be
right
back.
Love is the power that heals.
It's now time for the word association game. Contestants, go ahead.
Bars. Meat market. Gas.
High prices.
Politicians.
Liars.
Auto mechanics.
Ripoff. Guys, whoa, 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 wait a minute here. Not when I think of my auto mechanic, I think of trust, care, safety, and fairness. This sounds like the definition of a friend, which was what Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair achieved with his customers. The peace of mind that comes with a mechanic that puts you first. Located at 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 85018. Call 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
It comes right out of the mountains, down to the valley below. Sweeps out across the bluegrass, it gets down in your soul. It might come as a whisper that cuts right through the noise. And if you're born there, you're bound to go back when you hear that Kentucky voice.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And that is our own Joseph Jay Erdo singing.
Oh, yeah, that's me singing. That's me as Ricky Skaggs. This is Kentucky voice from the song.
Ricky Skaggs, isn't he old?
Is he? I don't know.
I think it's singular, Dave. It's Skag.
Oh, it's a different Skag?
Oh, you're right. It is Skaggs. It is plural. He's more
than
one Skag.
He's been around a
long time, though. You was wrong?
I was wrong.
Wow.
He's been around. And again, thank you to Alan Powell, the star of the song, just came out last night, and great movie.
Yeah, I gave it a breakthrough.
You gave it a breakthrough. I gave it a great movie.
There's only
very close.
There's only like a dozen breakthroughs, every year from me. So.
And that's quite an honor.
Yes.
And we'll try to, of course, have Alan on again, and maybe when he comes to Phoenix with his band Anthem Lights, we'll get the whole band in here.
Wow. And we could have a performance in here. We could
have him perform in Anthem.
Wow.
That would be nice.
At the outlet.
Well, Anthem Lights at the Anthem Tree Lighting at the Anthem Outlets.
Okay, Ricky Skaggs is 60 years young. All right, no one cares. All right, anyway.
It's a good song.
Greg's hardly even here.
Where is he? Mm-hmm. Greg?
He's busy working on the sports shows. He's
oh, there he is. Here. There's the Greg
there
man.
We are.
Yeah. But yeah. You know what? Let's
We're on there?
No.
Let's get them all excited about our next movie, Jack and the Cuckoo Clock Heart.
We're excited.
Of course, we had on, I said it a little bit wrong last week. I said Virginie. It's Virginie.
Virginie.
Besson, silly.
She doesn't date? What? Eric, she doesn't
You're
date?
You're silly.
Virginie Besson Silla. She was the producer of Jack and the Cuckoo Clock Heart. This is, if you're
Virginity?
Looking for an animated film.
What's her name?
Virginie.
Yes, Virginity. There is no Santa Claus.
Wow.
But there is the Tooth Fairy.
She's French. Yes.
But I thought, you know, they lose their name early in life.
Okay. There you go. This is Breakthrough Entertainment here on KPHX 1480. Yeah, well, you know what?
What?
Jack and the Cuckoo Clock Heart, did you see it?
I saw the trailer. Looked like a good... Here's my view of the trailer. Looked like a good animated film, that's all I can say.
Okay, well, you know what?
But I was very fixated on the name. Virginity.
Oh, I was
what's her name again?
Cuckoo Clock Heart.
No, the producer.
We have a lot of those that call in, but
who's the producer?
You know what? Before I tell you what
I thought,
you say it. Virginie Bessencilla. But before I give our what my reaction to the film, tell you what it's all about, I think we have something to tell our listeners to give away, don't we?
Oh, I think we have some tickets.
Oh yeah, that's so right. We got to do that.
They can call while we review it. Right?
Yes. All right. So here we go. In about a minute when we say ready, set,
less
go.
Than that.
A minute.
Less than a minute.
Less than that.
How long does it take to get ready?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Get and
ready,
set, and go.
Let's okay, get, here's the phone
the
number.
Lines. There we go.
602-252-1480. 602-252-1480.
1480.
And I know.
That's six. Oh.
I was going to say, we all know that we said we were out of tickets, but we magically came upon three more pair.
Yeah, I think that's
correct. A leprechaun
correct.
Came.
So another pair of Bill Maher tickets, October 4th. Comerica Theater, 8 p.m. to see Bill Maher. All you have to do is be the third caller to call 602-252-1480.
When we say go.
When we say go.
602-252-1480. How do you say it?
On your mark.
Get ready.
Set.
Oh, get set.
What's going on in there?
Oh, what is that? This is me?
I don't know. I hope that's not a porn movie.
No, it's not. It's
Dave has porn
all
on
right.
his
on
computer.
Your mark, get set.
Go.
Go. 602-252-1480. 602-252-1480. Third caller to win Bill Maher tickets October 4th. Coming up next week, actually, 8 p.m. Is that exciting or what? Bill Maher tickets.
I'm excited. Bill Maher, that's pretty exciting. And, of course, you'll hear the interview live. Again, 602-252-1480. Look at those phones light up. 602-252-1480. If you can't get through, keep trying because the lines are
exploding.
They're exploding.
Right now it's not looking too difficult to get through.
602-252-1480.
Bill Maher tickets.
Keep calling.
Well, this is exciting.
Keep calling.
The winner. Okay, so what do we got?
Let's talk a little bit about Jack and the Cuckoo Clock Heart. A young man whose heart was replaced with a clock when he was born must avoid feeling strong emotions, especially love, but he struggles to keep his feelings under wraps.
Oh.
It's an import from France, but it's not
French.
Spoken French. It's not
French. Is that anything to do with kissing?
No, it has to do with fries. Of course, the movie is not in French, though. It was translated for in English.
That's good.
And, if you like darker films, this is definitely dark. It looked interesting to you, right?
It did. It looked like an animated film that might have some potential. I didn't see if it was a dark comedy or something,
One of my favorite animated movies of all time is Coraline. I don't know. Do you like Coraline, Greg?
I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
Definitely.
Though. Is it Tim Burton? It has that type of feel, right?
Neil Gaiman or something.
Kind of like a Nightmare Before Christmas
thing. Yeah, and that's definitely one of my favorites. But Jack and the Cuckoo Clock Heart is a whimsically imaginative animated adventure. Definitely imaginative, creative. However, there are probably very few people for which that this movie will appeal. It's way too dark and dreary for children. While attention deficit hyperactivity disorder like style will be a bit too chaotic for adults. I don't know who this movie's for. It's way too out there for adults, way too dark for kids. Its musical themes are kind of catchy. But the lyrics will soar straight over most American audience members' heads. I don't know, who this movie was made for. Either the children in France are refined goths, or the adults drink way too much coffee. I'm giving Jack and the Cuckoo Clock Heart a thumbs down.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I couldn't tell from the trailer, but yeah. If one thing about Alan Powell, the first thing he asked, right, the director, the writer, who is this, the audience?
Yes.
And that's a great question.
It is.
And maybe they didn't consider this.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, it might have an audience in France. Of course, we know Americans have very different tastes than the rest of the country.
Is it in French?
No. It was made in France. They translated it in English here.
I know I was supposed to watch it, but I just couldn't bring myself to watch an animated movie.
But it's not for kids. That's the weird thing is. Yeah. I don't know.
I know you told. I know you said that last week.
Yeah.
But I still couldn't get myself to watch it.
Eric, do you enjoy animated porn?
No.
And he wouldn't say that on the air.
Truth. I never know that exists. Yeah.
Well, I say that wink.
You're winking at me like I do that.
I tried to draw that, and I'm not a very good artist.
No, I mean, come on. Really? Animated? No.
Yeah. Really?
Animated movies. Frozen. Hello?
No, I meant animated porn.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Elsa. I wouldn't mind. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about
Elsa or the Frozen Duck.
We'll play.
That's a live duck.
This song is Ooze and Oz by Need to
Know. But don't we have breaking news? Like, someone won.
Someone won, right? We had a winner.
Who won?
Did we have a winner?
We had a winner.
We did.
We did. His name is Rick, so congratulations.
Oh, congratulations, Rick.
Ricky Skaggs. Yeah, number six.
Not Ricky Skaggs.
Oh, Rick. Ooze and Oz by Need to Breathe from the song.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
I like this one.
I'm glad Joseph is paying attention to the time.
Thank you.
What time do we have?
Someone's got to be a producer around here.
Only 10 seconds left. 10, 9, 8, Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM, KPJ, Jack Phoenix. And we'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480 KPHX.